Oh, hello, Mr. Electrician. Yeah, the power in the den is on the fritz. Personally, I've wanted to rewire the whole place for years, but that darn Peter keeps making the HOA meetings all about lawn ornaments. Come inside. I really appreciate you doing evening calls like this. I took my daughter back to college today, so I've been running since breakfast. Did you park at that abandoned Dunkin' lot? Haunt your car behind the old sign. And did you make sure to jiggle your toolbox so everyone on the street heard you coming? Oh, good boy. You're always so good for me. Oh, yeah. You can set that toolbox down by the door. Won't be needing that. Sorry, babe. I know you hate putting on a big show like that. But the last thing we need is Monica down the street prying into our relationship. She'd see us being loving adults and have the entire neighborhood convinced we're in some kind of illicit affair. Believe me, that woman could hear about a charity for dolphins and spin it as a shark-hating event. But we don't have to worry about her. After our little performance, Monica will be too busy raving about how Peter tells her to hide her garden gnomes. And Peter will be too busy venting about me embarrassing him for either of them to think about why I need a visit from the electrician past dark. Mm-hmm. Or why you're not leaving anytime soon. Oh yeah, those gnomes are way too creepy. Did you know Pammy's little ones are terrified of them? Honestly, I kind of agree with Peter. No artistic expression is worth traumatizing children. But tonight's not about them. No, tonight is about me finally getting to have dinner with my boyfriend in my own home. My little girl is finally back in school, and while I'll definitely miss her, I will not miss having to hide this part of my life. Honestly, planning dates around when she'd be out of the house and when the neighbors wouldn't notice me leaving all dolled up is so exhausting. No, baby, none of this is your fault. You've been nothing but good since you came into my life. I wouldn't trade you for the world. And this is just the harsh reality of dating a suburban mom. You're right. The secrecy can be kind of hot, can't it? Almost like we are having some wild, torrid affair. I'd sneak out under the cover of night to meet you at the movies, a far-off restaurant, or your apartment. I'd look over my shoulder to make sure nobody I knew was watching. And then, what would you do, baby? Yeah, good boy. Okay, as much as I'd love to stand here and make out all night, and believe me, I would, I do have dinner in the oven. How about you go make yourself comfy on the couch and I make sure I haven't let anything burn? Oh, no, mister. No helping. As much as I appreciate it, serving you dinner is the least I can do after making you walk half a mile. That's right. Tonight, I'm gonna take care of you. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Good boy. The den's down the hall on the right. I'll be right in. Oh, and no shoes in the house. Good boy. Okay, dinner's ready. Don't worry, I covered it in some foil. We can eat whenever we want. Aw, you're welcome, babe. So, pick anything good for us to watch? Right? There's so many options. As nice as it is being able to pick whatever we want whenever, I do miss cable just forcing you to watch something instead of scrolling till you have to go to bed. No, I'm already caught up on the irrational, and I'm not in the mood for House Hunters. Oh, wait, what's the one you showed me last time I was at your apartment? You know, the Marvel one with the fast guy. Yes, the Flash. Oh, don't look at me like that. I know I still have a lot to learn about the nerd culture, but mixing up DC and Marvel isn't that bad, right? It's that bad? Whoops. Sorry, sweetie, but I promise I am learning at least a little bit about this stuff. I am. Last week, Jonah, you know, Jonah Whistler, the old man who always wears the NHL hat. You know him if you saw him. I swear, he even wears that thing to church. Right, so Jonah was mowing his lawn at an ungodly hour in the morning. Woke me and my baby girl up, and I was so mad I threatened to call the Justice League on him. You should have seen it. He stared at me like I had just said the F word. But see, I am learning. I thought Batman was an Avenger before we started dating. Now look at me, suggesting we watch The Flash. I guess you are getting in my head. You're really good at getting in my thoughts. But what do you say? Oh, thank you, babe. I've honestly been really wanting to watch it since I saw that first episode. Yes, we're going to watch it with the lights on. I told you before, staring at a screen in a dark room can damage your eyes. I can't control you in your apartment, but in this house we protect our vision. Good boy. Now, come here, baby, and snuggle up close. Yeah, lay your head on my chest. And I'll wrap my arms around you and pull you in, all nice and snug. That's it. Oh, gosh, I've missed this. I don't care what anyone says. Cuddling is a need. It makes you feel loved and cared for. Oh, so warm. And safe. It's just totally relaxing against someone you love and letting them do the same. I can run my hands across your back. I'll scrape my fingers through your hair. And you can plant those gentle kisses on my chest. And every movement lets each other know how much we care for each other. It's been way too long since our last cuddle sesh. I don't care if it's only been a couple weeks. That's way too long to go without my man. You know what else I love about cuddling, babe? It lets me feel exactly how excited you are to be this close to me. Yes, I do. You want to hear a secret? I'm soaking wet right now. Oh, somebody perked right up, huh? What to do? Normally, I have a rule against any fun time activities anywhere outside the bedroom. But I'm also usually strict about eating at the table instead of on the couch. Being around my stud muffin of a boyfriend is making me break all kinds of rules. What do you say, babe? You want to get naughty with mommy? I take that as a yes. I've really been naughty lately, haven't I? Sneaking around, making up alibis, putting on a whole charade. Also, nobody knows that I'm dating a man barely a few years older than my daughter. I mean, she just went back to school. And here I am, making out on our couch with a guy who calls me mommy. Oh, but I can't resist you. You're my good boy. And you need your kind, gentle mommy to take care of you. You're so good. You don't look at me like I'm a mom or like you need something. You look at me like I'm a woman. Yeah, a hot, sexy, horny woman. You don't judge me. You don't make me feel like I don't deserve this. We both deserve this. We make each other happy. So, how about we get really naughty? Let me get those pants for you. Ooh, look at you, so hard already. Your cock is twitching just from looking at me. Tell me, babe, am I sexy? Yeah? I'm your sexy MILF girlfriend? Oh, good boy. Sorry, sweetie, but I already said I'm taking care of you tonight. That means you just lie back, relax, and let your MILF girlfriend take care of you. You do know what MILF means, right? Right, so it's about time to fuck this mom. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, you feel so good, babe. Yeah, I did say the F word. Because your cock feels so fucking good in my tight little pussy. Your young, hard cock in my slick MILF pussy. Oh, it's been way too long. I'm gonna start moving, okay? Oh. 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 God, yes. I need this. When I'm stressed, there's nothing like getting my pussy stretched. Oh, to take the edge off. Yeah, it's been a rough month. Setting up my girl's loans, her meal plan, and getting all the dorm stuff she needs. I swear it only gets harder. Just like you, babe. But yeah, it's a lot of work. And I never have any clue how to set it all up. But I do it all with a smile. Because I don't want her to stress. Because she's already stressed about moving out and schoolwork. And then there are the neighbors. Oh, fuck. You know all about them, don't you? Well, they've been even worse recently. Always nosy. Always looking in my windows. Always judging how much of a mess my house is. It's just... it's a lot. Oh, fuck. And I'm sorry. I know I rant about this all the time. But everyone's always judging me, expecting me to be this perfect idea in their head. And I want to be. I want to be the perfect mom and have the clean house and make my boyfriend the best dinner he's ever had. Because I care so damn much about you and her and even Peter and Monica. But I'm not perfect. And you don't ask me to be, do you? You've never expected me to do anything. You're just... God, you're too good. That's why I love you. It's why I hide you. Not because I'm ashamed. No, I could never be ashamed of you, baby boy. But I need something that's mine. Just for me. And you're my good boy. You're my good boy. You love me and accept me and let me rant about all the shit in my life, and I do the same for you. So I don't care if anyone else thinks me dating someone half my age is wrong. You know what? Fuck it. Let them hear us. I don't care anymore. I want them to hear us. Let them know how good I make you feel. Moan and scream all you want. You're my boyfriend. And you like how I feel on top of you, don't you? How my tits feel pressed against your chest as I bounce on your throbbing cock. Yeah, I know you do. Especially when I grind my hips down like this. Yeah. Yeah, God, your dick's so fucking hard. And you're throbbing so much. Yeah? Mommy making you feel good? Really good? Fuck, you're leaking. You're close, aren't you? Shh. I'm sorry. I know you're close, but... Babe, can I be selfish? Because I really need to get off. I need to pound this frustration out of me. Can you hold on just a little bit and let me fuck you hard? Oh, thank you, baby. Okay. I'm gonna brace my arms on either side of your head and hold myself up a bit. Yeah, grab mama's hips. When I start, I want you to pull me down as hard as you can, okay? Hold on tight, sweetie. Mama's gonna fuck you. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Yes, babe. Yes. God, I love you. I love you so fucking much. Mmm. You're so sweet. So sweet for me. You never ask for anything. All you do is give me everything I want. You make me feel so special and good. I don't want to be stressed anymore. All I want to feel is your cock filling me up with all your sticky cum. Pound it into me, babe. Make me forget everything except how to scream your name. And that's it. Oh, fuck. Yes, 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 please, yes, please, fuck. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, shit. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. You're such a good boy. Oh, God. Oh. So, you think there it is? Yeah, I'd be more surprised if they didn't. Gosh, we went a little crazy there, huh? Don't you blame it all on me. Yes, sir, it was both of us. You got that, Buster? Good. I think we're going to have to restart this episode. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I was deliciously distracted. Okay, how about we put some of our clothes back on and go get that dinner? And once we're done eating, you can have some dessert that... Oh my God. So, you know how to use that toolbox?